Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, thank you for being in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Do continue to hang out with us in the neighborhood, man. We got a hell of a show for you. We got Cardi B in the neighborhood. That's right, Cardi B in the neighborhood. So excited to see what 2022 is going to look like.
It's going
to
be good.
For her, I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be good for me.
Hey.
But now, Cardi B in the neighborhood. Always great to check in with Cardi B. Also, our good friend, very funny man, Earthquake in the neighborhood.
Hey.
Yeah, Earthquake is one of those comedians or one of those funny guys that when you just look at him, you start laughing.
He's hilarious.
And I saw him over at the Pitbull tank fight, you know, Davis and Cruz. And I saw him there. And sure enough, when I saw Earthquake, I started laughing. I started laughing, man. So we got our good friend, Earthquake, will be in the neighborhood. And of course, we do have your neighborhood debate.
Okay. Yes, we all righty.
Who was our best special guest in the neighborhood?
Wow.
Natalia came with hers. Ani came with hers. Luigi, you came with yours, of course.
Gosh.
So we're going to see. I'm really wondering who on y'all side, who do y'all feel, and not how you pick, because we get into all that once we get into the debate. But who was the best guest of 2021?
Oh, my God. It's hard because we've had so many
guests, man.
And so many moments that, like, really stick out. And you just
there's
think
something
about, like,
in every interview as well.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
some good, and then, like, obviously there could be moments that are special to me, but maybe also moments that are special, I think, for everyone.
Right. Well, most likely anything that's special to you probably may not be the best special guest of 2021.
I brought it today.
You did?
I brought it.
How confident are you in yours, Lou?
I'm very confident, bro, because this person, you see him on this screen.
You want to go into it right now? You're going to just let. Why don't you just
stop
name
it.
The person?
No, stop it, Lou.
He's about to start giving all those hints. You know what I'm saying? He has red hair. And, he's trippy. You know,
trippy.
But no, y'all stick around, y'all radios. We got the neighborhood debate. Who was our best guest of 2021, we got very funny man Earthquake in the neighborhood, and of course Cardi B in the neighborhood as well. So y'all continue to hang out with us right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your phone tapperini, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Once again, happy birthday to our very own DJ Vic One. Yeah, man, we're about to go ahead and get into one of his favorite times around the holidays, man. This is Mall Santa. This is where Luther calls a mall to complain about Santa promising his son things that Luther wouldn't be able to afford for Christmas, man. So what does Luther do? Start to demand some of those gifts in exchange for his pain and suffering.
Oh,
let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick.
Got you.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing there?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm fair. My son is at school today, so I had a chance to call and make a complaint about a situation that went down over the weekend.
What was your problem, sir?
We went to the mall, and he said, you know, Dad, I want to go sit on Santa's lap. I noticed that my son just had this look on his eyes. As he came back over to me, I asked little Mitchell Pitch, I said, what were you and Santa talking about? And he said, well, Santa told me that everything's going to be okay. And so once we got home, we were sitting on the floor looking up at the sky because the roof is gone. I can't get this kid anything for Christmas. What I was going to get him was a pair of shoelaces off of some old shoes that I found.
Aww.
And he said, well, Santa told me that I was going to get a bicycle.
Sorry, sir.
And Santa told me that I was going to get a pool in the backyard where I can shoot a video with booty in the back.
Usually, I have not heard any of the Santa say that, and I am so completely sorry.
Should I just come down there?
I don't think that'd be a good idea, sir. You know, you're upset.
Yes, I'm very, very upset.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can see myself yelling and telling the kids, stay the away from that Santa, and telling the parents we need to all bond together by the glory of the shoulderless and the one-arm leg man, and just come on together and get the hell away from this Santa, because this Santa's going to offer your kids something that you can't get them.
What are you wanting to take out of this? I mean,
I want to talk to somebody that's going to make Christmas right.
So you want these presents. You want a pool and a bike for your kid.
And some Stacey Adams for myself.
No, you know, sir, we don't.
And a good suit for my court date.
Sorry, sir.
What about some Miss Fields cookies?
We don't give out gifts, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, who in the hell do I talk to about this?
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, did you feel it? Earthquake is in the neighborhood. Boy. Welcome back to the neighborhood, Quake.
Man, I thought I was banned. I said, what's going on? What do I got to do? They done gingerfied the black man.
Hey, man, no, you wasn't banned. It was a damn quarantine going on.
Well, I Zoom you. I don't put me out the neighborhood. I still want to come to the house party.
Yeah,
let
man.
Me know what's going on in the neighborhood. You know, God dang.
Hey, man, but you out there even more so right now, Quake, right?
Yeah, I'm getting it right now. I've been blessed, man. It's opening back up, and the demand is great. I just shot my first Netflix show
with Dave
Chappelle. Shout out to my man. Happy birthday, belated birthday. He came, looked out for a brother, scooped him up, put me down, and it was beautiful, man. It was a beautiful thing.
Is your Netflix, is it stand-up? Or
it's
stand-up,
baby, and it's in rare form.
Where did you shoot at?
I shot it in my hometown, Washington, D.C.
Man, yes. How was the audience?
Oh, this was outstanding. We sold the place out in like 30 minutes of being home. Dave put it on, and Stan Latham, you know him.
Oh, yeah. I just saw Stan last week. Yes,
Stan,
sir.
Ricky produced it, and Stan Latham for Dave Chappelle and everything.
Oh, you had all the heavy hitters.
I had all the heavy hitters.
And they had you, so that's a team.
Ooh, man, just to get that point, it was equivalent to I know how 50 felt when Dr. Dre called him.
Yeah.
That all the time, you're grinding, mm-hmm. and then you finally get somebody to come in there and give you the opportunity, because that's what it's all about. And I will always be indebted to him. I got a lot of friends that say they would do it. And, you know, they help you. You know, but some people... They'll help you when you're on the one-yard line. Very few will help you when you're in the red zone. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You got to be in there serving groceries at Walmart. Then they come scoop you up. You know, I'm never going to fall that way. God's will.
Yeah.
But they never help you when you're on the one-yard line about to get in the end zone so you can dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you never get that proper funding.
Yeah, man.
You get what I'm saying? So it's a blessing. And he said, man, it shouldn't took us, and he said, us collective of our own people, of my peers, this long to come to do this for you, because you've been slinging this for 30 years, Quake,
Legend,
at the highest level,
man. Killing it, man.
And yeah, and I owe you an apology for this.
Let me stop you right there, Quake, man. We got more Earthquake in your big interview. Quake, you got time to hang out with us?
You know it.
There it is, man. We got more Earthquake coming up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood back up in here, man. The one and only Earthquake big interview. Hey, Quake, how did you get into comedy, man? Were you always the funny guy or...
No, it was just the best decision that day, man. I come from a very funny family. You hear that from a lot. My family is. My brothers are more funny than I am. And we go hard. We don't have no cut card. And when I say no cut card, everything is hard.
Yeah.
It's it. You know what I mean? Like when my brother caught cancer, we walked in there and my other brother come in and said, man, you a cancer and you got cancer. You taking this zodiac sign too serious. And the doctor just looked at us and we hollered. And they're like, what is wrong with y'all?
Hey, man, if y'all did that to your brother, we don't stand a chance.
Right?
You know your sweater ugly. Like, damn, for real?
we don't have
so
no
So it was just up. In the family.
Yes.
And it was just the cut-ups anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I took this girl out. I was in the military and I was with this chick and she was watching Delirious. And I mean, she was on the floor rolling around and everything. And I was like, come
damn
on, man.
Eddie Murphy.
No. I said, no, I would say this is funny, but it ain't that funny. Just say you want to sleep with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just you're overreacting. She was like, well, you all this for hating come out. You don't like him and everything. I said, no, I think he's funny then, but it ain't that kind of funny that you all jumping over
ain't got no breath right here.
And she was like, well, you go out there and do it. I said, well, I can. And I went up and tried it, and it was
damn, and where is she at now?
I don't know, but right? I don't talk to her. She sure ain't with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That's for one thing.
And you owe her nothing.
That's one thing she ain't. Them laughs ain't get you nowhere.
Hell yeah.
You could have been with a man that was close to Eddie.
So you get on stage. Do you do well your first night? Is it like a potluck, like where you just sign your name and get on stage?
Yeah, it's like you signed up. I went up and it was like riding
the bike.
You
felt it, huh?
Yeah, I felt it. And then it was what I say best decision that day. I still didn't look at it as a career. It was just to get on her then when I got out the military, because, you know, I ain't want to fight in no war. See what happened in Afghanistan. Right. That ain't me. So
so you were there for 9 years, though.
9 years. I was going to do 20, but, you know, Desert Storm happened. Yeah. So I told him, I don't mind practicing for war. Y'all want to fight for real. So, yeah, I could have stayed at home to get shot at. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no sense of going to fight.
Yeah. Why don't I get on a plane when I can get shot out here?
Yeah, why leave the ghetto to go to another ghetto? You know what I'm saying?
Then I don't know my way around.
I mean, come on.
If at least I know Timmy's house.
Yeah. And then it was saying, I'm fat. You can't hide in your sand. I need a parked car. You know what I mean? I need
to hide behind.
Yeah, I need a tree. They ain't got no trees over here. You know what I mean? I need something, some buildings or something. You know what I mean?
So, you need me out here in the open.
Yeah, open. The fat dude, they going to hit me first.
Here's the gun go.
Running from nowhere to nowhere.
Yeah.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Earthquake in the Neighborhood. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood back up in here, man. The one and only Earthquake Big Interview.
Can you tell them again about the nuclear bomb?
Oh, yeah. I dropped the nuke.
You dropped the nuke?
Yeah. See, what happened was I was trying to see Luke. This is when Luke had all of them. That's when they first
broke out. Live Crew
Luke? Two Live Crew Luke.
Yeah, was coming to the stage show.
Yeah, in Shreveport, Louisiana, where I was at. Wasn't nobody in it. Luke was on the time. So I told my sergeant, I said, hey, man, I need this weekend off. He said, don't worry about it. You're going to get out here and go. This old captain came in and said, we got to make an ordnance change in the B-52. See, the ordnance change is you have to change different ordnance in the plane so the Russians and people wouldn't know exactly the capability of each plane, which nuke was in each plane. So we change them up once a month. So anyway, he said, go down there. You got to change. I said, Captain, my sergeant told me I can get off right here. Yeah. He said, you're going. I said, man, I'm going to miss Luke. So I just went on and said, come on, y'all. We're going to go change it real quick, and I still make the concert. So we had this thing called a checklist that you're supposed to do all the checks before you do it. I've been doing it for about 5 years. So I said, we don't need that. Let's do it.
Yeah,
so I put it on up there and put it up there, and we didn't put all the grease fittings in it. When it was supposed to lock each one of them in. I said, all right, they in there. You're supposed to verbally look at them, sit there, check it off. I'm like, nah, we're in there. Come on, drop the rack. Let's go. And drop the rat, and then all of a sudden you hear pow, and it just came out and hit the ground. Boom! Everybody started running. I was like, what you running for? This is a nuke. You understand?
Yeah, it ain't no distance that can save you.
If you both, you can't outrun no nuke.
Yeah.
You understand? I just sat down and smoked a cigarette, wait for the police. You know what I'm saying? We going to jail. We going to jail.
So, Quake, the nuke hit the ground. It hit the ground.
The security police started running. They dropped their guns. Everybody started running. I sat down and immediately, being a black man, picked up my checklist, started marking off the checklist.
Oh, my God.
As a black man, you know you got to cover yourself. Yeah. I did all this.
Yeah, just in case.
It must be something wrong with this mechanism, because I looked at all the stuff.
Yeah, it got two different inks on it from when you started.
Yeah.
Do they tell you that it can blow up if it drops like that?
No. A nuke is one of the most safest ordnance that we have, because they have to drop a certain amount of time, and it has to do the time, the altitude for the fuses and everything.
Yeah.
I knew all that. What I was depressed about, I wasn't going to see Luke and all them women. What I was crying about.
You definitely not leaving.
No, I ain't leaving, man. I just sat there. They came, and of course, they take you to the hospital to do all your drug tests and everything, make sure you wasn't on anything. Came back with my diagnosis. Ain't nothing in his blood but incompetence.
Right.
So, only thing we
known this
that's all we found. How did he get in here?
There it is, man. We got more Earthquake coming up. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood back up in here, man. The one and only Earthquake Big Interview.
Before we got on, you said something about dating, man. Which I said, that sounds strange coming from Quake, because I didn't think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know it was.
So you're in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship. She's my biggest fan. I never had anybody that believed in me. My woman looked at Dave Chappelle in his face and said, thank you for seeing him.
I heard that.
He is as a comic. Dave told me that. She didn't tell me that.
I heard that.
You know that? If she didn't come back and say, I said,
damn.
These are the things. And I try to explain it because I told all of them in a voice, this is where I'm going, you know, that this is the person. And I try to distinguish. And I said, if you want a 1% a man at this higher level, just your presence alone is not going to hold him. I say it now. Had I known this is what it is to have a woman like that in my life and know the difference of it, I would have never messed with none of y'all.
I heard that.
Because I would have held myself up to a higher standard of asking more from you than what you was giving to me. That's all I'm saying. No misgurging to any woman that I dated before anything. I'm just saying now I see it. And it should be for you, too, because you have your standards that you should. He has to have a car. He has to be driving. He has to be able to hold his own, be able to do that. You have your standard. Most men, and including myself, take the minimum. Long as you fine and you and I'm smashing you, that's all it takes.
Yeah, man.
No, I need more than that. Take the smashing off. What do you have to offer to make me a better man and make me get where I need to be? And if any man asks himself that, you'll start looking and say, hey, this ain't the woman I'm supposed to be with. And plus, on top of that, I don't make love long enough to put up with all this.
Now,
if we was making love for 2 hours, then I'd put up with all this. Yeah. I'm 10, 15 at the max.
Man, congratulations to you on that, too, though. That's good, too.
You get what I mean? So I shouldn't be going through all this for 10 minutes of love making of your number one asset that you're giving me.
Yeah,
no
man.
Matter how precious it is. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm only consuming 10 to 15 minutes of it. You know what I'm saying? And you're taking me through 23 hours and 45 minutes worth of wrestling. You know what I'm saying? So somewhere along, it ain't working out here, ma'am. I'm over here taking you, buying all these Giuseppe's, Red Bottoms, taking you all these places. I'm consuming what you say of value is only 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving all of this, and you're not making me a better man. Yet you want to understand how I picked her.
Quake, you think you have more kids?
Nah, she want kids. Uh-oh. I ain't have no more kids. Shout out to all you 58-year-old boys with a 2-year-old. You and the baby got on Pampers. Kill yourself.
Oh,
you and the baby got on Pampers. You and the baby got the same amount of doctor's appointments. I got a 130, you got a 230. In the same building.
No, man.
I ain't going to be no 58-year-old man watching 2-year-olds running up and down the court. The end of the game is 8-9. No. You won't see me at urgent care talking about you won't stop crying. Thank you, got an ear infection. I gave him some child Tylenol. Oh, no, sir. Man. Them days are over with.
You far from that, though.
Oh, them days are over, playboy.
There it is. Earthquake in the neighborhood. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
We have the most fun on your radio.
Decision is made for Ani in New York.
Christmas in New York is happening big with my best friend and then her family that I don't even know.
So you spending Christmas with some complete strangers?
Complete from Germany.
What is this New York experience going
to
be like?
Big, I have like a list of things that I want to happen. I imagine when I walk into Little Italy, like this is the music that I'll play like inside the pizza shop. And they'll be like, what you want over there? And I'll be like, can I get a pepperoni pizza?
And they'll be like, you little ugly girl, get out of here, eh? You don't have no more pepperoni slices over here. What you want, eh?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I heard you guys got great pizza.
So you want to be treated rudely over
here? Yes, I've heard that New York is so blunt. They'll tell you exactly what it is to your face. I was like, I want to see this. A lot
of friends. Start spreading the news.
New York.
She's leaving someday. She's gonna be with a German family in New York. New York.
Is this the farthest I've gone, you guys, alone, by the way?
Really? Take your pepper spray and wear some Timberland boots and put a razor blade in your mouth while you're over there. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
It's up to you, New York.
Christmas in New York.
New York.
Big Boy Neighborhood, Natalia Neighborhood News, Lil Nas X in the Neighborhood News.
Yeah, Big, he's jumping on this trend that other celebrities have been doing where they're getting together with brands and not just being like, look at me, wear this T-shirt. Like, actually making decisions with the company. We saw this with Big Sean, who is a creative director for the Detroit Pistons. Uh-huh. Well, now Lil Nas X is the chief impact officer at Taco Bell.
Chief Impact Officer.
Yes.
I heard that.
But the best part about this is
Chief, what's that, CIO?
Yeah, the CIO. But the crazy thing is that before Lil Nas X was Lil Nas X, he worked at Taco Bell. He actually was an employee.
Just a little young Emmanuel working there, huh?
Yeah. Like,
I don't even know his real name. I don't know.
I was like, hey, dad did that too.
Yeah, man.
Sort of.
You worked at Taco Bell?
No, I worked in food service. I worked at Starbucks. So I remember that first job, you know, you're learning just what it means to have a job and the responsibilities, but also you're having to give people their food and they're all in a bad mood. Mm. Mine was coffee. People were in the worst moods because they hadn't had their coffee yet. Oh, yeah,
and that's the excuse. Until I get my first cup of coffee, until I get my coffee, I'm, man.
Yes.
Did anybody ever yell at you?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, well,
did you like working for Starbucks or you didn't like the people?
Some of the people were awful people, and I can you know talk your ear off about how awful they were, but some were amazing, amazing people.
What sucked about it?
I always smelled like coffee and like sour milk because milk would spill on your apron and then it would dry for the rest of the day. And then by the time you went home, you're like, oh, like, yeah. And my hair just smelled like coffee.
That's better than working in the fish section. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. So you always, did people ever stand around and you'd be like, I smell coffee?
Yes.
Oh,
I had a boyfriend one time and he was at my house and he like put his head on my pillow and he goes, your pillow smells like coffee. And I was like, oh, and I couldn't even smell it at that point.
You should have said, your pillow smells like brunette. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, even though I did like that job, yeah, it did suck getting up really early and having people in a bad mood till they got their coffee.
All righty. What's that first job that sucked? Not your first job, but what is that first job that you say, oh, this job right here, this one sucks.
That one did suck.
What is your first job that sucked? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Phone tap on the tens time. This is Hunter Falalala. Lights. Now, this one right here, man, is the most requested phone taps that we have with the holiday, with Halloween. We have the lady from the haunted house and also from Falalala Lights for the holidays. We put them together and it's a battle of the holidays. It's a mashup between the angry lady from the Halloween phone tap and the angry gentleman from the holiday phone tap. And it sounds like it's just the two of them arguing with each other. Put together so well. Let's go to get it to your phone tap on the tens right here. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Hello?
Yes?
This is him.
This is she.
I don't even know what Falalala lights
from
is.
From where?
No one's put no lights on my house.
What house? There's no haunted house set up here.
Well, I don't care what you are. I'm the owner of this house.
I live on the 21st floor of a high-rise.
All right, give me the number of your company again here.
No. For what?
I'll tell your boss how great and professional you were and that you're super-duper.
I never put my name on any list for any haunted house.
Yeah, I never applied for anything.
Somebody is pulling a prank.
You got kind of ignorant, and now I just want to know what the company is.
Nobody said anything.
Okay, just give me the number.
I've never put my name on anything for hosting any type of a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
It's a f***ing high-rise.
Mother.
You woke me up. You're asking about delivering a haunted house.
You want to meet me in the street? Meet me in the street. You got the big muscles over the phone.
I don't know a thing about what you're talking.
Come see me. Where do you want to meet at? We'll talk about your follow-all lights.
Show up!
I'll show them follow-all lights up your. How's that?
Mr.
Where? Now, time and place. Name it.
I live in a high-rise.
You mother.
Show up!
You burping gutters.
Be here. Show up!
Say a word to me.
What?
You show up in my house,
what?
You are going to be sorry.
Bother somebody else.
I guarantee you that.
No, you're not.
I don't care. Bring it on, you.
I am going to be seriously pissed off.
No, you know what? Me.
No.
Me.
No.
Me.
No. No.
You can eat the out of my.
I don't want it, you moron.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
All righty now, what's that first job that sucked? Let's bring Johnny into the neighborhood. Johnny, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Johnny. Not the first job, but what is that first job that sucked?
Well, a while back, I had a friend who told me, hey, do you want to make some extra money? It'll be at Dodger Stadium. We'll do some cleaning. And I said, all right, that sounds like fun. I like the Dodgers. And we went, and they gave me a shirt. And the shirt said poop control. And I said, what is poop control?
It said poop, it P-O-O-P, said, poop?
Poop control. We walked, okay, so it was a Sunday game, and they had like a promotion where you could bring your dog to the stadium.
Oh,
guess what, Big?
Oh no!
They had me picking up poop all in the outfield. All the dogs were doing their thing out there.
Natalia, you know about poop?
Yes, it's called Pups in the Park, and you bring your dog, and everyone with their dog gets to sit on the bleachers. But before the game, they do a puppy parade, and so they show all the dogs off, and they walk the field, and there's people that have to pick up the dog poop.
But the dogs are on the field, so if I'm going to go slide and catch like a ball, I can slide through what was previously some
not
poop.
If Johnny did his job right.
Johnny. And Johnny, how long were you on poop patrol?
It was throughout the whole game. What she said was true. I had to walk. I was at the end of the line of that parade, and I just had to be cleaning it all up along the way, making sure that none of the players got to see it afterwards.
And
the crazy thing is, I'm walking down the dugout, and you see, like, Clayton Kershaw, and other guys are just, like, laughing at us the whole time.
Man. And, Johnny, once again, what did the shirt say?
It said poop control.
Poop control. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy that you knew about it as well.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Poop
and
control.
I worked that game
as soon
before,
as I saw
yeah.
the shirt, I would have been like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Trust that. Y'all do stick around. Y'all radio's a big boy's
big
neighborhood.
Boy.
You're in big boy's neighborhood.
Big boy's big neighborhood. Boy. What's that first job that sucked? Let's bring Nay into the neighborhood. Nay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Nay. Nay, what's that first job that sucked?
The first job that sucked was I worked at a convalescent home.
Oh.
And when I tell you guys it felt like working at a high school, I'm talking these 80, 90-year-old women stealing each other boyfriends and talking about fighting each other.
Oh,
no.
Dude, I wish like, that no we could joke. Sell this as a show.
Dude, a TLC would pick it up, bro.
Yeah, so they would, sure. So they would be in there, like, stealing each other's boyfriends, and you would see, like, real arguments too, Nay?
Yes, like, because I was a server there, so I would take their orders. They, you know, it was like three things on a menu, but... when I would, they would literally tell us like, oh, so-and-so over there, she stole my boyfriend. I'm going to kick her butt. And I'm sitting there like, how old are you?
Damn.
85.
So you mean
85 years old trying to kick a 90-year-old woman. But the thing is, the 90-year-old woman was actually married to the guy that she says she stole from her.
Oh.
They came in there as a married couple, but the 85-year-old woman, for some reason, thought that that was her man.
Oh, oh my gosh. I see what it was.
The drama.
Yeah, did you ever see them put hands on each other?
I never seen them do it. I've heard it because I just worked in the kitchen. My sister worked there with me, but there were other, you know, caregivers there. Like, you know, some of them would, you know, hit each other.
Oh my God.
But I've never actually, I never seen it for myself.
Hey, man, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of mental fights, and yeah. I wish I could.
You can't tell me no caregivers.
Oh, I wish I could.
No caregivers doing like Fight Club.
Oh,
like
can you
the
imagine
basement
that?
Or something, bro?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
put them up. You want to, what was I talking about again?
All righty, y'all hit us up. What's that first job that sucked? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. What's that first job that sucked? Let's bring Raina into the neighborhood. Raina, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Raina. Raina, what's that first job that sucked?
I worked at a department store. I won't say the name, but I would clean fitting rooms. It was my first job. And, yeah, they were dirty.
Hey, man. And you know what's crazy about the fitting rooms, too, Raina? Is, like, when I go to a fitting room, I either bring the stuff back on the hangers
always.
Or I try to. But, yeah, people just kind of just drop it there and just leave it, huh?
Yeah, but, like, more than that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I was about to say, besides the clothes, what happens in there, Raina? What did you see? Keep it clean.
I mean, like, one time, like, there was a pile of clothing, and so I picked it up, and it was wet. And I just dropped it. I was like, ugh. So, yeah, somebody had used the bathroom in there.
Oh.
They would leave dirty diapers. Mm. Yeah, people are nasty.
Yeah. All right. Say less. All righty. What's that first job that sucked? Let's bring Tony into the neighborhood. Tony, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Tony. What's up, Tony. Big? What's up, my brother? Tony, what's that first job that sucked, Tony?
Hey, yo, Big, my first job was at Chuck E. Cheese, man. Oh. I had to be that stinky old mouse that they did never clean.
Oh, bro.
That was you?
So talk to me about this mouse, man. Like, how often do they really get that outfit cleaned, if ever?
Yo, Big, I'm going to tell you, they never clean that thing, bro. Never. I mean, my freaking my older cousins probably was that mouse back in the day right there. You
damn.
Know?
Wow. Hey, bro, yeah, when you have a Chuck E. Cheese,
really musty.
How many like costumes do they have as the mouse?
They only got one. They only got one, for, and it's all sizes. You know, they even make the people who are like 4'7" wear that big old tall mouse hat.
Oh, my gosh,
oh man, you know, I can't imagine what that smelled like.
Yeah, man.
Oh. It was musty, big musty. Oh, man. This is my first job. I regret it, you know. And the worst part, is all the family would always come through, and they knew, like, oh, y'all, look at Tony over there in the back.
We wanted to see Tony.
That is hilarious, man, because, Tony, you got to think, anyone that's been to Chuck E. Cheese, you always think about just how nasty it is.
Hell
anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't imagine.
You on the floor sometimes. Sometimes you on the floor for like 40 minutes, man. Mm. You know, I know I'm sweating in there, you know, like, man.
Oh, man. Like, yeah,
gotta,
little.
Then you got to tag in your partner and like, all right, bro.
And they put the same one on. Like, you're in there for 40 minutes running around, gross, entertaining guys. Family and kids. And then the next person come and relieve you, and they got to be in it.
Hey, yo, everyone out there, man, don't go be Chucky, man. Don't be like me, man. Get a real job.
There it is. He said, don't be like me. Also hit us with a PSA. Y'all hit us up, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Ludo?
It's the holiday season.
Yes.
I did see something online. It was holiday dating rules. All right. And I think a lot of us can agree that this one rule right here is something you should probably avoid. And that is, if you're like, you know, if you just met somebody recently and it's a new relationship, especially during the holidays, don't drink too damn much if they invite you somewhere. Especially the holiday party or a family event. Don't overdo the gifts if you're a new couple.
Not just dating. Do you have a holiday rule?
If you're coming to my house, if the TV turns on, we're watching what I want to watch.
My mom's holiday rule was no sports on holidays.
Really?
Yes. That it was
sucks.
Bad. I know. I'm not even kidding.
Damn.
You.
What did y'all watch? Like old Twilight Zone?
She wanted only slow Christmas music being played. She wanted it for ambiance.
That's why you moved out at 12. You know? Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Back in the neighborhood. Big interview. Cardi B up in here. Cardi. Pleasure to see you once again, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
I'm mad as hell.
Congratulations to you on the second little one. You know what I'm saying? Now, with having two, and I know that it's different because I have two. How do you divide everything now as far as Cardi B, the brand Cardi B, you know, the great mom, Cardi B, the artist, the actress, everything? How do you divvy up that time now with two kids?
I just do so, but I don't know. Sometimes you want to be like, I want to spend time with my kids. I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm cheating.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Like, you know, like it's like when I'm at work, it's like, am I spending so much time away from my kids? And then it's like when I'm with my kids, it's like, am I spending so much time at work? Like, there's so many things to do. Like, there were so many plans that there were so many things that I had planned to do this year, and like we had to put a hold on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I found out I was pregnant. I'm like, I'm keeping this baby. Like.
Hey, man. Yeah, and it's crazy because we're coming off of like a pandemic, a hardcore quarantine pandemic year where you do have to sit down and everybody had to kind of sit down. And now with baby number two, you also had to, it doesn't stop you from working, but it stops you from, you know, doing certain things. So a new homeowner just got a house in New York, and then Offset got you a crib in the DR.
Yes. I'm like, I have a lot of responsibility, guys.
Right. You definitely not making it over to no house in the DR anytime soon, though.
I want to see it. Right. I really want to see it. I know it's good. You know, he went with my dad.
Cardi, we loved you in the last Fast and Furious film, and heard.
She heard.
She heard. You will come back for the next one. Is that true?
Maybe so. We'll see.
Oh, you know.
Crash.
Do you think there are other acting roles that you can tell us about that you have coming up?
Yeah, you know what? I just did like this whole prosthetic thing yesterday. I'm filming my movie next year, early in the beginning of the year. So, yeah, it's called Assisted Living. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the album will come out right after that?
Yes, I'm hoping so. Because let me tell you something. I'm hoping so because... this is how I think as a parent, right? So my daughter, She goes to school now. So I really, 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 really want a tour in the summertime so I could take her. Because it's not like before. Like, things are not like before that I could, like, tour for a week and it's like, okay, and I come back. No, like, just one day, she's like, all right, come home.
Yeah.
Oh. So I really want to tour in the summertime so I could be able to take my kid.
Cardi B in the neighborhood. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Back in the neighborhood. Big interview. Cardi B up in here. Cardi, how close are you to us hearing an album from Cardi B? Are we? Is it 2021 or you feel like we'd be able to hear something in 2022?
Oh, no, definitely 2022.
Right.
Definitely. I have to.
I saw something where you, and I'm paraphrasing, where you said, you know, you go into clubs, everything sounds the same, it's a little sedated, and we need that Cardi B back. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we ready for more anthems from Cardi B and the club has been kind of sitting still just a little bit as far as the fun stuff?
Yeah, just like the fun stuff. You know, let me tell you something. I got spanked because of that comment.
Yeah.
They was jumping me in the comments.
Yeah.
I was scared. I was like, oh my God, let me take that back. I just want more fun music. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the same thing keeps getting played over and over and over and over again. And I just feel like, you know, the new sound now is, it's a vibe when like you listening to it, like at home in the car and everything. But I just want to, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all thought it was finished? Wait a minute, I'm gonna
put that. Hey, Cardi, how close are you to your album being done? Is it done or you just kind of still adding to it?
No, I definitely have to add to it.
Really?
I definitely have to add to it. Like, I feel like I'm just missing, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like it's missing certain things. I can't rest on it, especially because it's a big pressure. You know, the summer album is always like, oh.
And that's what I was going to ask you too, Cardi, with such a great catalog and so many hits and so many awards and accolades. Does that add a pressure to you?
It's a pressure from the people and is a pressure for me. Like, you know, like every single time that I listen to my old music, I'd be like, oh my gosh, look at that accent. Oh my God, I did not say that. I did not pronounce that word correctly. So it's just like, oh my gosh, am I flowing right? Am I saying enough things that people are going to feel, that people are going to quote? Like, it's just, it's a lot. And I wish it wasn't like that, because I was not thinking like that when I did my
first
album.
Time.
Like, all right, I'm just gonna put out an album because, like, I need to record a music video before I really, really get big. So I don't want to put my label down. I don't want to put nobody down. But now it's just like, I just overthink, and I really, really hate that.
Cardi B in the neighborhood. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, man. Season 2 of Gentified on Netflix. Great show. I binge watched the entire second season. Yeah, it was good, man. We got JJ Soria from Gentified in the neighborhood. Got to sit down with our dude JJ once again. Y'all continue to hang out with us. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now. Let's get into a neighborhood debate. Ooh. Neighborhood debate. Ani's in here. Natalia's in here. Louis G is up in here. We're doing this, man. We've had a lot of guests in the neighborhood throughout the years.
So many.
But are we going for 2021?
2021, alrighty. Best special.
All righty, best special guest in the neighborhood. Best special guest in the neighborhood.
This one is kind of tough because obviously everyone that does come to the neighborhood, we have our reasons why we love them. Mm-hmm. All of them are definitely special in their own way. And to like say
this
that
is
one gonna is
hurt
more
somebody's feelings. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Best special guest in the neighborhood. We're coming back with a neighborhood debate. Louis got his, Ani has hers, and Natalia has hers as well. Who was the best special guest in the neighborhood? Neighborhood debate coming up. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
All righty now, neighborhood debate. Yep. Best special guest in the neighborhood. We're going 2021, correct?
2021.
All righty now, best special guest in the neighborhood. Louis G, we'll start with you, my brother.
I was excited for this special guest to be here because I watched the show Snowfall on FX, man.
Right.
And Damson Idris, a.k.a. Franklin Saint from the TV show Snowfall. And if you have never seen this show, I suggest you go back and watch it, man, because it's an amazing show. But this is what Damson Idris sounds like in the show as Franklin Saint.
And you're going to get off his corners? You're going to leave his people be? Or you the one that's going to find yourself a new plug?
You don't mean that
The I don't. I built this Me, brick by brick, and I'll be damned if I let you tear it down just because you don't like the way another talk.
Yeah.
Real gangster, a kingpin from South Los Angeles, but when we had him in, Damson Idris is actually from the UK. Yes. And Biggie, we're asking him how he got the role in the late John Singleton, and he was explaining to us how he met John Singleton and how he managed to get the role and what he had to do.
You need to please Singleton because he's wary about the British thing.
Right.
So now we need you to go to South Central to Singleton's office, and he wants you to be Franklin for the whole day and walk around with him in South Central.
Oh, man. So he wants you to... So he wants you to walk around in South Central.
Just that?
He wants you to talk. You know what I'm saying? And at no time, you can break this character.
No time.
And this is literally like you fresh to Los Angeles.
Man,
and
then he's not telling you like, right there, yeah, man. He has so many views on our YouTube. On Big Boy TV right now, mm-hmm. He's one of the highest viewed interviews.
Is he the best special guest in the neighborhood for 2021?
I thought it was so exciting to have him in because we hardly ever have somebody
dope.
Like that in.
That's dope. Uh-huh. But listen, when you're talking legend, you're talking GOAT, you're talking someone.
I'm here every day. We're not talking about
me. Big Boy's right here.
We're talking about the best special guest uh-huh. in the neighborhood.
All right, when you're talking about someone, the GOAT, the legend of LA, voice of LA, someone actually giving flowers to Big.
Oh, man. Whoever
and
it is.
GOAT status as well.
Whoever it is, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it is. No need to do anything. You don't even have to present it.
Wow.
Just say the name. Ani, no need for you to even talk.
That's it.
You had me, and when they said, you know, they gave me honors.
I was fangirling, too, with this boy. This
All
one,
right.
Really?
So best special guest in the neighborhood. We're going to come back with you,
yes,
Natalia. All righty. Neighborhood debate going down. Best special guest in the neighborhood for 2021. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Neighborhood debate going down. We've had so many guests in the neighborhood 2021. And it's crazy because, the guests started to pick up this year. You know, of course, with the pandemic of 2020 you know, interviews being different. We still get some Zoom interviews, you know what I'm saying? But people are back in the neighborhood. Yep. They're back to doing interviews and everything. So we got the best special guest in the neighborhood. And Louis G, you came with?
Damson Idris,
man.
And you going to get off his corners? You going to leave his people be? Or you the one that's going to find yourself
a great, great job in Snowfall. All righty now.
Big.
Yes.
You remember when you received your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yes, ma'am.
You got this amazing honor on your very, very special day, your birthday, of course. So not only was it this like huge celebration that we had for you, and you were so rightfully deserving of this honor, but of course, one of the GOATs had to leave you a message, and it came from J. Cole.
Big Boy, what's up, man? This is Cole saying congratulations, bro, on a major accomplishment. Ooh. You got the star, man. That's, you know what I mean? That's legendary, bro. You up there with the legends. You a star. You been a star. I've been knowing about you before I even got in the game, bro. You a legend in the radio game. You a legend in hip-hop, man. Ooh. It's been a pleasure to chop it up with you over the years. And congratulations, man. Wishing you the best. God bless. More success to you. You've been on top of this for decades now, and I'm wishing you even more and more decades, man. God bless. Congrats, bro. Peace.
Let me just tell you this. Think about this when you're considering who was the best special guest. Big, when J. Cole drops music, he might go around, do some interviews. That's to promote himself. But he took time out of his day to recognize you.
Which
real
he
recognize
doesn't
real.
Do, man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's why
real.
This was so special. And it's J. Cole.
Yeah, man. That's Louis, right. I see the
Talk
look
about
on your
kissing
face.
Kissing some butt, bro. I could have picked anybody from that day too, man.
Yeah, man.
You could have.
Yeah,
you
had the Rock.
What, you don't think celebrating Big was special?
No, I know it's special, but that's just like
you didn't like that I got the star in Hollywood.
I hated it, man.
You had a problem with that.
You saw me out there protesting the day before
with a sign like, no.
Yeah, he shouldn't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Read my book.
What do you guys?
Read my book.
Y'all handing these things out like flyers? All righty, neighborhood debate.
Oh, man.
Natalia gave it to J. Cole for best special guest in the neighborhood. We're going to come back with Ani for neighborhood debate. Best special guest in the neighborhood, Ani. Who do you think? Well, you got yours.
Yeah.
Why is yours the best?
Mm-hmm. Mine is the best because we were surprised.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. We were surprised. We didn't know what was
going
to happen.
What's going on with these neighborhood debates?
I don't know.
Everybody's speaking alien.
Big, this is
Natalia
for you.
Hit us with this.
It's just a quick cut.
All right.
That was Natalia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. But no, this is great because this has to do with you, Big, and uh-huh. just a very special moment that happened this year.
Oh, man.
Someone's jocking me.
Right. Man, now it's about to come down to who's the biggest star, too. All righty, best special guest in the neighborhood. Neighborhood Debate, we coming back with Anis. Y'all stick around, y'all radios. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, Neighborhood Debate, best special guest in the neighborhood. Once again, Louis G.
Are you going to get off his corners? You going to leave his people be? Or you the one that's going to find yourself a new plug?
Damson Idris
from Snowfall, bro.
Does a hell of a job so with sick. That, man. And Natalia, she came in with J. Cole.
Big boy. Yes. What's up, man? This is Cole.
A personal one.
Congratulations, bro, on a major accomplishment.
Man.
You got the star, man.
That was and J. Cole don't do those kind of things.
Was big, yeah.
Best special guest in the neighborhood. So, Ani, it's on you now.
Big, like, those were great, especially J. Cole. That would have been my second pick. But my first one has got to go to Dave Chappelle. Oh. And this is because it was unexpected, unplanned. You just started laughing at your phone because you were reading a text, and then you called him, and this is what he said.
Oh, big boy. I'm so sorry, bro.
Bro, wow. Hey,
man. Happy belated birthday and congrats on a well-deserved star on the Walk of Fame, bro.
Man,
well-deserved.
Hey, Dave, when I looked at your text message, bro, I'm laughing so hard over here, bro. I'm crying.
Yeah, seriously.
My man was like, Big, I was underneath it. Dave, I appreciate you, man. It was a hell of a ceremony, man. I had a great birthday, bro. And thank you for even thinking of me, man, and checking back in. I appreciate you.
Bro, much love, much respect. I mean, just from in the early 90s when I first started coming out to L.A., man, you've been a voice that's just been a very big part of my life, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you
so
much.
And congratulations, man.
Hey, man, and if you want to send me something fairly or crazy expensive, I'll put you on hold and I'll send you an address. But
yeah,
Dave,
tell me where you're registered.
But Dave, I appreciate you, man, and I know that you got to be working hard, bro. And I had a great time with you in Vegas, man. And thank you so much for the kind words that you gave me out there as well, bro.
Yes, sir, man. Very, very heartfelt, man. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All righty, that's Dave Chappelle right there, ladies and gentlemen. Just wanted to pop him on real quick. Oh, Neighborhood Debate.
That was a good one, too.
Special guest in the neighborhood.
I'm glad my guest was on time.
Yeah.
Well, your guest wasn't helping Drake and Kanye be friends again. You know, this guy was busy, and he's like, but my man, Big. We don't know that. We heard it publicly later.
Oh, best special guest in the neighborhood. Both of them. I'm
going to
tell you, man, between J. Cole and Dave Chappelle, those are both special moments.
Yes.
Because they don't do those kind of things.
Yeah.
They don't get on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
I'm nervous right now.
And they all were special.
All of them were special, everyone.
Man. All of them. Best special guests in the neighborhood. Neighborhood Debate.
There were so many of them, too, on Big Boy TV. Watch all the interviews, man. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's tons of them.
He had a great comedy special.
Man.
Talk about kissing butt over there.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying that?
Everything is
so... You felt like you pulled the wrong audio?
No.
I'm good. I like Damson Idris.
I'm going to give it to Dave Chappelle.
Dave
Chappelle, man. Best special guest in the neighborhood for 2021. You know,
Chappelle. Cole.
Yeah,
because
Dave is almost like he's almost like a unicorn.
That's true, though.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Same with Cole as well. Mm-hmm. All righty.
Smart unicorn.
Neighborhood Debate, best special guest in the neighborhood. We give it to Dave Chappelle. Y'all there stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Damn. Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
I love my job, but I hate seeing porn on people's phones. I work for a cell phone carrier. We get people coming in and porn all over their phones. They want us to fix it. And I'm going to give you a little public service announcement. If you get the FBI message on your phone, it's because you're watching too much porn and you need to stop.
Hey, when somebody come in and get their phone service, do y'all go through their phones?
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes.
If I came in and you knew it was Big Boy, right? Keep it real. Will you or somebody look through my phone and see what kind of pictures I have and things of that nature?
I'm not going to lie. I probably would just kind of flip through a few pictures and see what I saw.
That's real. That's real. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, man. In case you missed it, what you got?
DMX,
my brother. Rest in paradise, bro.
Big, when he was in the neighborhood, one of the best moments, like my favorite moments, is when he just dropped a freestyle.
This is a beat that
like a freak and just drop the rails. Listen in with the ears. That's again, know my skills. X from the grills. Hit them up, split them up, wet them up, and watch them come. Get them up, shut them up. You need to do dirt, get dirt. If that make your dish hurt, step back like I did work. Say no from the game. What you think of playing? Do you land to wear in a junkyard decaying? Mom's at home praying. You're coming home, but you're not. You're just sitting up in a trunk, just starting to rot. And hell is hot, I know, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pound, baby. Let off a bit of nugget. Especially if you think you're bigger than my off of my trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? DMX representing one time, because it's on.
Oh, my gosh, I remember it.
There we go.
Oh, man, he came in and did this neighborhood karaoke for us.
Rapping ass.
You in think case it's you a missed
game?
It, DMX.
You think it's a fucking game? What's my name? DMX, and I be the best. You see the rest? They looking like they need a rest. One more time. I'ma spit at you some shit that's gonna get at you and be fucking with your mind. Stop talking shit, because you out there running your mouth. You really don't know who you fucking with. Here we go again. How many times do I have to tell you rap again? I have no friend. Come on, still acting up. Running around here like some brand new piece of about to get out. The game don't stop. What I really want.
DMX up in here, man. Wow. That was a great In Case You Missed It right there with DMX. And he came in and we did neighborhood karaoke. I remember my man stood up and went for broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You can find that entire performance, man. And when he did Slipping as well, y'all got to check it out at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for
another Idiot Award.
Alrighty, idiot award time, Luigi.
We're gonna spread this around. This goes to four idiots, man. Yes. These drug dealers who are facing now drug and firearm charges and are now behind bars in Canada because of that, selling illegal drugs. But the funniest thing is that the cops ended up like raiding their house, and when they did, they found a bunch of illegal drugs and guns. And they also went to the restroom and they noticed that something was clogging up the restroom. When they looked inside the toilets, it was hundreds of little cocaine bags clogging up the toilets.
Hey, man, I'm looking at this picture. This picture looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Literally, man, there was no way that all this cocaine and little individual baggies was going to go down the toilet.
Not at all,
It seemed like they just took all their work, all their product, and dumped it in the toilet.
Yeah,
it seemed like the water was just like, nah, we're just going to flush through this and we'll leave all the evidence there.
I clogged up a toilet with less than this.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, I'm insane. I'm just putting it in perspective. But yeah, it looks like probably, what do you think, Big? Probably about 200 little baggies right there,
man,
with cocaine still filling them.
Yeah.
They're all plastic. That's definitely
like
clog
somebody
up a toilet.
Can go in there and have a great party for a long time. If any made it down the pipes, them pipes are high, Jack.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but so let's give these four idiots that award today.
Oh, man.
Babe.
Yeah, you earned it.
You're dumb. You're stupid.
Try and flush it down the toilet, Mike.
You're an idiot.
And we're going to go even further than that, man. We want to know who's the idiot in your life.
Yeah, man.
Now, usually we just do the idiot award and we hit it and we present the award to them. But it's got to be an idiot in your life.
Definitely.
Give us the story. Who's the idiot in your life? And we'll present them an idiot award. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Who's the idiot in your life?
Oh, boy.
All righty now.
These phone lines are crazy.
Just with my guy, Jose. I love Jose. Jose, my brother, he had my backpack yesterday.
Yeah.
Left my backpack at the station. Then he said, hey, Big, I'll go back and get it. I said, yeah, can you go get it? He said, you know what? I'll pick it up on my way home, and I'll take it home with me. And I was like, damn, I don't even want to take it home with me. I had no money, and all my ID, my computer was everything in there.
Everything.
He ends up leaving it here at the station overnight. Yeah, so we played a joke on him like somebody had came and stole my backpack. So we're not going to give him the full version, but we'll give him this. There it is right there for you, Jose. Just a little bit to start off. You know what I'm saying? You start off with family first. Let's go over here to Jason, see what's going down. Jason, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jason. Jason, who's the idiot in your life and why? What happened?
So the idiot in my life would be my best friend from Missouri. So during wintertime, it would be snowing, and we'll get emails at 6 a.m. saying that school was canceled. So me and my other friend, we said we're going to eat if we ain't got class. My best friend, Austin, he's the only one that went to class that day. He said, we told him we was going out to eat. He said, damn, I can't go. I got class.
But it was a snowy day, right? I mean, he didn't have to be at school? All right.
Nobody was at school.
All right, say less. Say less. He earned that one right there, man. He earned that. He was like, I'm going to show up anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show up anyway. Like, hey, dude, there's no school right now.
Yeah, man.
Let's bring Paula into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Paula. All right, and I love Paula Abdul. Mm. Paula, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Paula. Who's the idiot in your life?
Well, a given, my baby dad.
Oh, I knew I was going to get one of these calls. What's going on with the idiot baby daddy?
So this was a couple years back, but we were going through a custody visitation battle. And we had a court ordered mediation. So I'm sitting there with the mediator. He's late, of course. Mm-hmm. And he sends me a text while I'm sitting there with the mediator saying, I'm not going to mediation. All we do is argue anyways. It's a waste of time. So I show the mediator, like, look, he's not coming. And so they ended up fining him $500 for purposely not coming to mediation.
That's enough right there. We know. That's all I need.
Oh, that's all I need.
Who's the idiot in your life? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Who's the idiot in your life? Let's go to LaCrea and see what's happening in her neighborhood. LaCrea, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, LaCrea. LaCrea, who's the idiot in your life, LaCrea?
My ex-husband is the idiot.
Ex-husband. What's going on with the idiot ex-husband?
Well, we had three cars. We had a 64 Chevy, which had both our names on the title. Oh. And I had a Dodger and an Escalade, only with my name on it. Mm-hmm. So I agreed to have his car fully restored. In the meantime, while I'm at work, the service department where I bought my cars tells me that there's some woman who's pulled up to get one of my cars serviced, and it's not me.
Oh, man. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, no.
I took off work, and as I'm driving down Crenshaw, I get to Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming towards me going south, and I'm coming the other way going north, and we meet exactly at the corner. She's on her cell phone flossing in my Escalade. So I pull up and tell her, get out of my car. Not that nicely. What are you doing driving my car? Who are you? He pulls over and grabs me as if he wants to assault me. I had already called the police. They were there pretty quick. They asked her if she was permitted to drive the car. She said her boyfriend told her he could drive it.
God.
They looked at the title. It had my name on it. I said I didn't give her authorization to drive it. She didn't have a driver's license. So they arrested her. And then, because my husband assaulted me, they arrested him. So I took the 6.4 Chevy and called some of my Latino buddies and told them to chop it up and give me some money. And it's in Compton all over the place now.
Oh, man.
Gangster.
Oh, wow. I'm doing a remix. I'm giving her the whole version. You're dumb. You're stupid. No, I'm driving a Ford. You drive an Escalade.
You're an idiot.
Wow. Damn, I had to give him a little bit more, too. Oh, my gosh, man. Who's the idiot in your life? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty, bud. Who's the idiot in your life? Rosetta, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Miss Stone Love. How you doing, everything, Rosetta Stone? All righty now.
Oh, my God. I'm doing so good.
All righty. Hello. Okay, Rosetta, who's the idiot in your life?
Oh, my God. The idiot in my life is my homegirl, Ashley.
Ashley?
Let me tell you about Ashley. Yes, this girl is still with this man after she didn't have me go with her to track him down cheating on her.
Oh.
I mean, yes, big, yes. And on top of that, she left her phone in his car, did find my iPhone, had me drive her after work, tracked him down, pulled up on him at a restaurant with another girl. And then the following week, she brings him to my birthday party.
Oh, no. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I know we were doing these. I'm almost about to give her the whole version. I'm on. I gotta give. Yeah, we gotta. Yes. And what's her name? Her name is Ashley.
Yes.
Oh
Ashley.
Man, Ashley, come on.
You're dumb. You're stupid.
And girl, he's over there with another guy. We're both at the door.
You're
welcome to the party. All righty now. Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Hey, man, I wish her nothing but the best.
Yeah.
She's going to be on a smooth roller coaster ride with that guy, Rosetta.
Okay, me too. Showed up with him at my birthday party. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't like this guy anymore.
She was like, but I love him. You don't like him, but I love him. All righty, now, who's the idiot in your life? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Hit us up.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Luigi, I know that your parents are still gone to Mexico. They're living the legacy right now.
Yes, they are living the life.
Living the life.
But she did leave me a voicemail. Just tell me a little bit about her vacation.
Hi, Luigi. Mijo, you know what? The hotel was so nice. The weather, the water, they're nice place to have a vacation. I drink a lot of tequila.
Hello.
They're called a Paloma. They was so good at drinks, and I relax a lot. Over there, so
yeah, don't have to clean up after your grown kids. Like, you know, now where is she calling from, like a chapel or something? Or?
I drink a lot of tequila.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
The weather, the water, nice place to have a vacation.
Big Boy has left the building.